One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
You know what it is to pray without ceasing? You know what it is to pray without ceasing? The Bible says prayer was made without ceasing. I like the way he says, look at it. He says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer. Why didn't he say and prayer? Why did he say but? God is telling us that though they put Peter in prison, something happened because of prayer. He says the expectation of the Jews was interrupted by prayer. They put him in prison, but something was happening in heaven. Why? The men were praying. In heaven, something happened. Brothers and sisters, listen, we are not of this world. We have to operate with what we know and what we have. God's people suffer too much for nothing. Too much for nothing. They are persecuted at work. They are persecuted in their neighborhood. Persecuted. Persecution is all right. But when it comes to the real test and we know what is going on, we can't keep quiet. We are too hardened. That's what I've been talking about. We're too hardened. We're always asking God for things that we want. We want something for our family. We want a new job. We want money. We are so concerned about fleshly things that we cannot see what we ought to be seeing. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Let me show you something. The Bible didn't say that Peter was kept in prison and the people were talking about it and the brethren were gossiping. Didn't say so. Said, but prayer was made without ceasing. Have you seen it? Hebrews chapter 13. I want you to read from verse 2 into verse 3. Remember what? Remember. No, how many of us are concerned about that? Let me read it to you in a better. He says, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them. Is that right? In the Amplified Version, it says, remember those who are in prison as if you were their fellow prisoner. He says, remember them as if you too were in prison. He wants us to have a kindred spirit with others who are suffering. Hallelujah. The second part of it, let me read from another translation. Listen. It says, remember the Lord's people who are in jail and be concerned for them. Don't forget those who are suffering. But imagine that you are there with them. Yet another translation says to us, remember those who suffer injustice. Remember those who suffer injustice. Remember those in prison. Remember those that are suffering. No, we are too concerned about other things. That must change. Hallelujah. That must change. He says, Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made. I told you to turn to the book of Revelation. All right? Okay, let me read that to you so you understand what happened here. Revelation chapter 8. From verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. He was to offer the incense with what? The prayers of the saints. There was incense with the angel to be offered on the altar of God. He was to offer it with the prayers of the saints. Why? Turn to chapter 5, book of Revelation. I want you all to read verse 8. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Want to go? Every one of them having what? Harps and golden vials full of odors. Full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. So when we pray, in our prayers of worship, in our prayers of submission, in our prayers of intercession, in heaven, our prayers come into heaven as incense. Are you hearing this? God said to the high priest in the Old Testament, he said to burn incense. The priest must offer incense every day, morning and evening, every day. And that's a type of the real tabernacle. But in heaven, he says, the incense is the prayers of saints. So when you are not praying, you are not offering incense on the altar of God in heaven. Can you see it? What did David say? Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands at the evening sacrifice. You are not praying. Since you're not praying, your priestly ministry to offer incense on the altar of God every day is non-functional. Then you say, God should do this for you, do this for you, do this for you. Your first ministry is to God. Your first responsibility in life is to God. Hallelujah. All right, now because this is the final meeting for you, let me take just two more verses. And round off. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. When they prayed, what happened? Peter was delivered from the expectation of Herod and the Jews because they prayed. Amen. Colossians chapter 4. Do you know why many Christians feel dry spiritually and then they think that the problem is the church they are attending, or they think that maybe the message was dry? Meanwhile, they are the ones that are dry. Do you know why? Because they are not carrying out the normal spiritual activities that they ought to have. They don't say, I don't feel like praying. No, it has nothing to do with your feeling. Pray. God said pray. He didn't say when you feel like praying, pray. He said pray. You don't have to feel like praying. I just don't feel like feeling. Feeling has nothing to do with it. When you're in the army, you don't say, I don't feel like going to work this morning. I asked somebody recently, you don't feel like going to church? No. You feel like going to work? They don't think of feeling like going to work. They just go. They just go. How many people wake up in the morning to say, I don't know whether I will go to work this morning? You don't do that. You just go. Even when you're feeling sick, you manage yourself. You come to you don't look well. Throughout the weekend, my back was... You'll be complaining at work, but you are there. But on Sunday morning, you say, I don't know whether I will go to church this morning because the way I'm feeling, I think I need more sleep. But you won't sleep. As soon as others have gone to church, you sit down in front of TV. But you think you are wise. God is not mocked. Colossians chapter 4. I'm reading to you from verse 2. Read, 1, 2, go. Come on. Again. No. He says, prayer is optional. Is that not what is written in your Bible? No, look at it. He says, prayer is optional. Okay, if you feel like, pray. Okay, what is in your own Bible? Okay, no. Those of you who have prayed in years gone by, you can have recess. Is that what he says? He says what? Continue. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. You say, I'm not going to stop praying. I will continue to pray. As long as there is one sinner in the world, I will pray. As long as the rapture is delayed, I will pray. As long as there's a God in heaven to hear and answer prayers, I will pray. Hallelujah. Why? Because prayer is not only asking for something. Prayer is a ministry. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, on television or radio? Has the Word of God, as taught by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the impeccable impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the August edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference, 2024. Date, Saturday, 10th of August, 2024. Time, 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit vlnc.org to register now. The registration link again is vlnc.org. God bless you.